You're listening to SBS News.
A family torn apart by Islamic State in Iraq is now trying to pick up the pieces and rebuild in Australia. But the mother of the family says there's one piece that's still missing.
My soul is my son. He is very dear to me. I can guarantee that my son is all there. He hasn't been brainwashed. If he doesn't come, God knows what will happen.
Siobhan, not his real name, was taken in 2014 when IS attacked the family's hometown of Sinjar in Iraq. His family was taken as slaves along with thousands of other religious minority Yazidis. Siobhan was separated and forced to become a child soldier for the terrorist group. Speaking to SBS from a refugee camp in northern Iraq, Siobhan says he's now 18 years old. He says he was freed earlier this year, but was unable to escape before then.
I was afraid a lot, tried many times to escape, but I didn't get the opportunity.
Siobhan says he's been interviewed by an Australian official about his bid to join his family, and is desperate to see his mother.
If I don't see my mother, I will die. I've been waiting to see her for 5 years and at the end don't see her.
The Department of Home Affairs wouldn't confirm whether the teenager's application is under consideration, saying it doesn't comment on individual cases. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton also says he won't comment on particular cases, but does say some individuals have been put through terrible experiences by IS.
Let's be realistic about those that we're bringing back. Others, as I said before, have been in violent relationships or have been sold or traded into some other relationship in horrific circumstances.
Refugee lawyer from Human Rights for All, Alison Batterson, says there's a precedent where Australia has accepted people who fought as child soldiers.
I note that Australia has taken former child soldiers from other countries, particularly from African conflicts. So it is absolutely not a bar to somebody seeking to be reunited with their family in Australia or seeking asylum.
Director of the Counter-Terrorism Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Isaac Kafir, says while not all children who were captured by IS will hold radical views and pose a potential security threat, some may.
We have, over the past 15 years, developed an exceptionally robust system of assessment, risk evaluation. Australia has some of the best people in the de-radicalisation or disengagement field in the world, and we need to trust their assessments.
For Siobhan's mother, seeing her son can't come soon enough.
Please bring my son here as soon as possible because my son is my life.
Jani Blakali, SBS News.